Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Human Trafficking Community Group, Rebecca Sherrick. How are you, Rebecca?
I'm really good, Kevin. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Glad to have you on the show with us to talk about an event you've got coming up on Saturday. It's called, Break the Chain, right?
That's correct.
Now, there's a couple of parts of this, because Break the Chain is a movie, isn't it?
Yes, it's a Michigan-produced movie, and it kind of highlights some of the issues with human trafficking.
All right. Now, is that a big issue here in Michigan?
It's actually Michigan ranks between 2nd and 10th, wow. Depending on, you know, what the current statistics are. It is ever changing.
Sure.
And people, it's kind of a misnomer that it can't happen here. It absolutely can.
It absolutely can. Wow. All right. So it's going to be a movie first. Now, the day that this is taking place is Saturday?
This is this Saturday, April 27th at 11:30 at Taoist United Methodist Church. On M55.
Okay, so the movie Break the Chain, but then there's also a guest speaker.
That's also correct. Mm-hmm. We've invited Twyla Baggett from a group called Night Angels in the Detroit area. They try to assist people that have been trafficked and reach out to those that are in the sex trade industry.
Wow, all right. So this is a pretty important program you're putting on.
We believe it is. Anybody that knows anything about trafficking should be appalled that this modern-day slavery goes on in America, of all places.
Right.
It just needs to be stamped out.
I think, just like me, most people would have thought that was done, you know, that doesn't happen in, a country like the U.S., maybe in third world countries and things like that. So this is really alarming.
It is alarming. Actually, I found out about it several years ago when I went to Las Vegas and saw a big sign about it and never dreamed that we were, you know, having issues in Michigan. And I'm appalled that this happens. And I'm recently involved with this group, and I'd like to see maybe some other people in the community give us a hand if they wanted to. We just trying to bring awareness to it in Northeast Michigan.
Yeah, as I mentioned, it is free of charge, but you are taking donations, are you not?
We are. We're giving donations to Twyla. Some of the donations include flip-flops, travel sunscreen, rain ponchos, collapsible umbrellas, chapstick. She reaches out to people in the inner city and tries to give them assistance, and these items will go directly to her and her group.
Okay. Now, for medical students, this is a bonus too, right?
It is, not just for students, for actually nurses and any medical personnel, EMTs. To retain your licensure, the state of Michigan now requires that 1 hour CEU be you get an hour of that so that you can recognize human trafficking and know where to report.
All right. Now, if they want more information about the movie Break the Chain or about the Human Trafficking Community Group, how do they get more info?
They can reach me at area code 989-820-5912 or Deborah Williams at 989-387-2203.
All right. The movie Break the Chain and then guest speaker Twyla Baggett this Saturday, 11:30 to 1:30, and again at the Taoist United Methodist Church.
That's correct.
Right there on M55 in Taoist City. And from the Human Trafficking Community Group, once again, Rebecca Sherrick. Rebecca, thanks for joining us here to give us that information.
Thank you for helping us reach out to the community.